been completely through your head. Yeah, so bring your fuck out. Don't know this song for you. Turning Jared's presentation is Robbie Johnson. Specialist Robbie Johnson is re-enlisted into the Army for 5 years and will be transferring to Fort Bend, Georgia. He currently serves with 1st Battalion, 23rd Regiment, 1st Battle Brigade, 2nd Infantry Division, Stationed at Point Pains Wilson Report. Specialist Johnson is joined today by his wife and 2 daughters, family and friends, along with members of his platoon. Today, Robbie Johnson will be re-enlisted by his platoon leader, Lieutenant Joseph Clark.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where it is a gorgeous day for baseball, and the Tacoma Rainiers are preparing to take on the Reno Aces in Game 6 of a 7-game series. The Rainiers came alive offensively last night, scoring 7 runs on 10 hits. They won the ball game against Reno 7-2. Tacoma's had very good pitching throughout this series. Last night, the bats came through for him, and the Rainiers pulled within one game of 500 on the season. The Rainiers now 18-19 on the year, and they trail this series 2-3, though they're a game back right now in the series. Reno has won 3 out of 5 so far. The Rainiers can even up the series with a victory today and make tomorrow's finale a rubber match, if you will. The Rainiers hoping for that victory tonight, and they're hoping for a good start from right-hander Connor Wade. Wade making his 5th start for the Rainiers. No record, a 6.62 ERA. He'll be opposed by Reno left-hander Connor Pilkington. And Pilkington's in just his 2nd start tonight for Reno. He's new to the Diamondbacks organization. They recently got him in a trade from the Chicago White Sox, or from the Cleveland Guardians. And Pilkington kind of new to Reno, making his 2nd start today. In his 1st start, he allowed 1 run in 2 1/3 innings and got no decision. So Connor Pilkington, a lefty on the hill for the Reno Aces, and Connor Wade, a right-hander on the hill for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one tonight. Really nice night here at Tacoma. When we come back, we'll review yesterday's Tacoma Rainiers victory as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Ready for an MVP move? No matter what size your business is, Tacoma Power may be able to help reduce operating expenses. Making your business more energy efficient can help lower monthly utility bills. Tacoma Power offers incentives on LED lighting, HVAC upgrades, and more. Efficient lighting is one of the best investments to save energy, improve safety, and reduce maintenance. Learn more at mytpu.org/bizrebates.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on the Reno Aces tonight. Game 6 of this 7-game series that included a makeup doubleheader back on Wednesday earlier this week. That was a split. The win in the first game of that doubleheader Wednesday was the only Rainiers win of this series until yesterday. The Rainiers had everything come together yesterday. Tacoma beat Reno 7-2. Got on the board right away in the first inning when Brian O'Keefe hit a long RBI double that brought in Kian Wong. And then Tacoma had back-to-back two-out run-scoring hits in the second inning from Kian Wong and Cade Marlowe. That was big, giving them a 3-1 lead at the time. It was 3-2 when we went to the bottom of the fifth inning. And that's when Tacoma scored 4 runs to take control of the game. Mike Ford hit a solo homer. Then the Rainiers used a couple of walks and a base hit by Zach Deloach to load the bases. And Jack Larson hit a 2-run single to center field. Another run would come in later on in the frame on a sack fly off the bat of Cade Marlow. And the Riders went on to win it 7-2 yesterday. So the Riders trying to make it back-to-back wins today. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Riders pregame show continues right after this.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information. Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Reno Aces. They're the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club managed by Blake Lawley. They have a record of 21 wins and 16 losses. Leading off playing right field is Jake McCarthy. Batting second, third baseman Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third is the first baseman P.J. Higgins. In the cleanup spot, left fielder Dominic Canzone. Batting fifth, designated hitter Tristan English. Hitting sixth, the second baseman, Diego Castillo. Jake Hager bats seventh. He is the shortstop. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Dominic Maroglio. And batting ninth, center fielder, Jorge Barrosa. On the mound, left-hander Connor Pilkington. No record of 3.86 ERA and just one appearance so far this year for Reno. Well, the Tacoma Riders are 18-19. The Mariners AAA club is managed by John Russell. Leading off for Tacoma playing left field today is Cooper Hummel. Batting second, the center fielder, Cade Marlow. Hitting third and doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter, Mike Ford. Batting fifth and playing third base is Jake Shiner. Hitting sixth, right fielder, Zach Deloach. Batting seventh and playing first base is Pat Valleca. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. On the mound, right-hander, Connor Wade. Wade has no record of 6.62 ERA. Our umpires today, Jonathan Beretta is behind the plate. Kelvis Velez is at first base, and the crew chief, John Bacon, is over at third. It's Tacoma and Reno, game 6 of this 7-game series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium. We're ready to go. First pitch of the game from Connor Wade to Jake McCarthy. He tries to bunt his way aboard, and he bunts it foul, and that's strike one, and we're underway in Tacoma. 82 degrees our game time temperature. Rainiers wearing the white jerseys today with the white pants. Reno in red jerseys with gray pants. Rainiers have had an excellent record here at home, 11 wins and 5 losses in home games this year. And here's the pitch to McCarthy, and it's outside for a ball. Today, the home ballpark looks like a pitcher's park, at least based on the wind. Now the 1-1 is fouled away, and the count goes to 1-2. The flag blowing in from center field as this game gets underway, and it's got some strength to it too, and the fans are appreciating the breeze. Helps cool things down a little bit. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air towards shallow left center. On the move is Marlowe, and he makes a nice running catch in shallow left center, and there's the first out of the ball game. Jake McCarthy flies out to Cade Marlowe in left center field, kind of shallow, and with the wind pushing that ball in, so Marlowe had to really kind of hustle into the left center field area to grab it. So one out, and now Buddy Kennedy is the batter, hitting 353 on the year for Reno, and he swings and bounces one slowly foul on the third base side. The Reno lineup does not have the league's leading hitter in it today, Phillip Evans with the game off. But it still has Kennedy, who's third in the league with that 353 average. He hits a squibber to third. Shiner charges it and fields it, but throws it past Valleca at first base. And it's going to be ruled an infield single for Buddy Kennedy, as Shiner had to charge that ball and do a scoop and throw all in one motion. And he got through that part of it, but the throw was in towards the runner. And Valleca had to leave the bag and couldn't corral the throw anyway, and Kennedy is on. So he's aboard with one out, and now P.J. Higgins is the hitter. And the pitch is up high for a ball from Wade. This is Connor Wade's fifth start, right-hander out of the University of Arizona. Good baseball program there that turns out a lot of pros. Now the 1-0 in there for a strike. In fact, they won a national championship while Wade was in college. Doesn't have a decision yet for the Red Ears in four starts. He's pitched 17 and two-thirds innings entering play today. Here's a grounder foul. And he has 14 strikeouts, 8 walks. He's allowed 21 hits, 6.62 ERA. Wade in his second season with Tacoma. Ahead of the count here, a ball and two strikes on Higgins. And here's a swing and a chopper to short, fielded by McCoy. Feeds Hernandez for one, on to Valleca. There's two. The right ears turn the double play. P.J. Higgins grounds into the 6-4-3 double play. Shortstop Mason McCoy to second baseman Cesar Hernandez to Pat Valleca at first. No runs on a hit, no one left. We go to the bottom of the first. Reno nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Reno did not score at the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Cooper Hummel will start things off. Switch hitter, he'll bat right-handed. The Red Ears facing a lefty today in Connor Pilkington. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. 91-mile-per-hour heater from Pilkington. Red Ears have never faced Pilkington before. He's new to the PCL. Very new to the PCL. He throws a strike to Hummel, and the count goes to 0-2. Pilkington just joined Reno less than 2 weeks ago and has made only one appearance for them. Now the pitch is hit in the air towards the right field corner. McCarthy over, and he gets there and makes the catch. Hummel is retired, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. And now Cade Marlowe will bat. Left-hand hitter. Marlowe batting .272 this year, three homers, .337 on base percentage. He drove in a couple runs in yesterday's victory, and he takes the breaking ball down and in, ball one. Now the 1-0 is hit in the air to straightaway center field. Barossa there, and he squeezes it for the out, and two men are gone on a couple of fly ball outs. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Pilkington started 11 games in the majors last year for the Cleveland Guardians. Had a 3.88 ERA. This year, bounced back and forth between AAA and the majors with Cleveland. Just here's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. He made four starts in the International League for Columbus. Got called up, pitched in one game in relief for Cleveland in the big leagues and tossed two scoreless innings. As here's a strike to O'Keefe. And then he was back at AAA Columbus when they needed a 40-man roster spot, and they designated him for assignment and eventually traded him to the Diamondbacks for cash considerations. The next pitch to O'Keefe is low. One ball, two strikes to the Rainiers catcher, Brian O'Keefe. One-two pitch. Swung on and tapped to the left of the mound. Off the hill is Pilkington. He picks it up and throws out O'Keefe at first base. And that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. The Rainiers go down pretty quickly here in the bottom of the first. Three up, three down. We head to inning number two. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Tacoma and Reno scoreless after one. We go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. Dominic Canzone, Tristan English, and Diego Castillo to bat for Reno against Connor Wade, who faced the minimum in the first. He did allow a single, but then got a double play ball and thus faced only three hitters. So Canzone batting cleanup for Reno today, hitting .283 on the year, their team leader with nine home runs, .360 on base percentage. And the pitch from Connor Wade is over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch on its way, and it is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. One pitch, fouled off, and that's strike two. Now this pitch is outside, two balls, two strikes. Wade working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. 2-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air towards right center. Marlowe coming in, and he makes another running grab. He had one in the first inning and one in the second now. Canzone is retired, flying out to the center fielder, shallow right center. And now Tristan English will be the batter. Right here's held English to an 0-for-3 yesterday after he had driven in all four runs with three hits here on Thursday night when Reno won 4-1. Pitch to English is inside for a ball. This is his ninth game since coming up from Double-A Amarillo. The Diamondbacks Double-A team in Amarillo, Texas. There's a strike, 1-1. Next pitch inside, two balls, one strike. Two-one delivery. Swing and a foul back, and counts even, 2-2. Breaking ball outside, full count to English. Curveball there from Connor Wade. 3-2 pitch, inside, ball four, lost him, and there's a one-out walk. English heads down to first base, and that'll bring Diego Castillo to the plate for the Aces. Castillo hitting .347. Sixth in the league in batting average. And he has been hot recently, 9 for his last 19. He takes a strike at the knees, 0-1 the count. Castillo had a couple of hits last night, including his first home run of the season. 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Reno's Diego Castillo is An infielder and corner outfielder, not to be confused with the Rainiers, Diego Castillo, the relief pitcher. And they faced each other here on Wednesday. O-2 pitch, just a smidge up high, one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Wade. And it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a curveball. And there's Connor Wade's first strikeout of the evening. Diego Castillo goes down swinging. Two away. And now Jake Hager will be the batter. Tonight's game, by the way, is utilizing the automated ball strike challenge system, which we used last night and we'll use tomorrow as well. Here's a pitch just outside to Hager for a ball. That means the human umpire is calling the balls and strikes. That's Jonathan Beretta behind the plate. But the players can challenge and consult the automated system for a final decision. As here's a swing and a miss by Hager. But once a team challenges incorrectly three times, they're out of challenges and are no longer allowed to do so for the rest of the game. 1-1 pitch is pulled down the left field line. That's a base hit heading towards the left field corner. Chasing it is Hummel. English is being waved around third. He's going to score. The throw comes into the cutoff man, McCoy, who fires it to the plate, but he didn't have any chance to get English, who scores all the way from first base on a two-out RBI double by Jake Hager. And Reno has a 1-0 lead at the top of the second inning. Hager hit this hard to the left field corner. The Aces are up 1-0. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Reno's catcher today. Right-handed hitter. And Wade's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Count goes to 0-2. One more game left on this homestand. The day game tomorrow at 1:35. Then the Rainiers are heading to Albuquerque, New Mexico. The land of enchantment. That's what they call it. Here's a swing and a grounder up the middle, and that's a base hit for Maroglio, and Hager's going to score from second base easily. A two-out RBI single for Maroglio, and Reno with a couple of two-out hits to bring in runs here in the second inning. And the Aces lead 2-0. Maroglio just rolled this ground ball through the center of the diamond. And that's his 10th RBI of the year. Now Jorge Barrosa is the batter. Switch hitter batting left. And Wade's pitch is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Wade is ready. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. Count's even, 1-1. This coming week's games in Albuquerque, Tuesday through Saturday, are all night games. Now the 1-1, swung on, grounded to first, fielded by Valleca, and he touches the first base bag himself for the putout. Barrosa is retired, and that does it for Reno in the top of the second inning. But the Aces strike first. They get a couple of runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Reno 2, Tacoma nothing.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future.
Learn more at multicare.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
Reno leading the Red Deers 2-0 in the early going here tonight. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. The Red Deers sending Mike Ford, Jake Shiner, and Zach DeLoach to the plate here to try to get things going against the left-hander Connor Pilkington. So Ford headed to the plate now. He hit a homer yesterday, and he's now batting .310 on the year with 10 homers and 46 runs batted in. The RBI total is the highest by any individual in professional baseball heading into play today. And the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now Pilkington with his next delivery, and it's down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 coming. Swung on and fouled out of play on the third base side. Two balls, one strike. This pitch misses ball three. Now the 3-1 is low and away, ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Mike Ford, and the Red Deers have their first base runner of the game. Ford continues to have more walks than strikeouts. A rare accomplishment these days for just about anybody. Now the pitch is in there for a strike to Jake Shiner. Shiner batting .279 with 11 homers, 30 runs batted in, .389 on base percentage. He ranks in the top five in a number of statistical categories, and he takes a pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Shiner, second in the league in homers, third in doubles, second in total bases. Here's the 1-1 pitch, in tight for a ball, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and pulled to left field. Back goes Canzone at the track, but he can only admire this one. It is out of here. Jake Shiner pulls a two-run homer down the left field line. And the Red Deers have tied this game up 2-2. And Shiner now with a dozen home runs on the season. What a first month and a half of AAA baseball for Jake Shiner. Here he got a fastball, and he just launched it to left. Canzone went back on it, but he had no chance. This hit near the very back of the deck in left field. Shiner ties the game up with one swing. And now here's Zach Deloach. And the pitch to Deloach is taken up high for a ball. Deloach hitting 258, three homers, 382 on base percentage. He bounces one to the right side. Over to scoop it up is Castillo, and he throws out Deloach at first base. So one away, and now Pat Valeyko will be the hitter. Valeyko. Right-hand hitter, batting 302 in 14 games, and he takes a strike, going one the count. Now the pitch is grounded foul. So Valeyko's behind in the count. No balls, two strikes, one out, no one on. 2-2 tie in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the 0-2. Swung on. Bounced foul, third base side. Past the right ears, third base coach, Eric Ferris. O-2 pitch is up high for a ball, 1-2. Now Pilkington with a breaking ball, and that's hit in the air to shallow center. Coming in on it is Barossa and the right fielder, and it's the right fielder McCarthy who makes the catch. And two men are out at the bottom of the second inning. So Valeyko flies out to the right fielder in shallow right center field. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy hitting 223, couple of homers, 325 on base percentage. And the pitch from Pilkington is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is up and away. Two balls, no strikes. Two-oh coming. And it swung out and popped up foul, and that'll get into the seats on the first base side. Another great crowd on hand here at Cheney Stadium today. Back-to-back packed houses here at Cheney. 2-1 pitch, outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Mason McCoy. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and grounded sharply right to the shortstop, fielded by Hager, and he throws out McCoy at first base, and that wraps up the second inning. But the Red Ears tie it up on the Jake Shiner homer. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors, no one left. We go to the third inning. It's Tecoba 2, Reno 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Two two tie, Tacoma and Reno all even. We go to the third inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. On the mound for the Red Ears, Connor Wade, and he'll face the top of the order for Reno, beginning with Jake McCarthy, left-hand hitter, and the pitch is stroked to the right side, and it eats up Hernandez and shoots through into right field, and McCarthy has a base hit to start things off in the top of the third inning. So McCarthy hits a rocket to the right side. Cesar Hernandez tried to short hop it, but shot right past him. So McCarthy's on, and he's a threat to try to steal. Buddy Kennedy, the batter, he singled in the first. McCarthy dancing around at first base, and he gets Wade to step off the rubber, but no throw over. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count to Buddy Kennedy. Now the next pitch is on the outside edge for a called strike, and Wade is ahead of the count. 0-2. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and foul tipped up the first baseline. Still no balls, two strikes. So still no balls, two strikes. Now the pitch out, and McCarthy's not going anywhere. Reinierce thought he was on the move and decided to try a pitch out. But McCarthy was not running on that pitch. He's got a healthy lead now, and there he goes. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Kennedy, but no throw by Brian O'Keefe. So McCarthy steals second base, but the Red Ears get the first out of the inning. Kennedy strikes out. And now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. Now the righty Wade steps off the rubber. They've got McCarthy in a rundown between third and second, and he's tagged out by Cesar Hernandez after a couple of throws back and forth, and there's the second out of the inning. Wade stepped off as McCarthy was taking a secondary lead, and at that point McCarthy took more steps towards third, and the Red Ears got him in a rundown. I think it was 1-5-4, I believe, on the relay. We'll double-check that. Two down now, and the pitch to Higgins is in there for a strike. Now Now the 1-1. Swung on, bounced up the middle, and that's going to shoot through into center field. A base hit for Higgins, and the inning continues for Reno. A two-out hit for P.J. Higgins, and they have a man on. For Canzone. Now the pitch outside for a ball. Rundown was just 1-4 on the play to get to McCarthy. 1-0 pitch to Canzone. Change up high. Two balls, no strikes. Now here's a swing and a line drive, base hit into right field. Moving towards the corner to go collect the ball is DeLoach. Taking a big turn at first and holding there is Canzone, but Higgins goes all the way to third. And Reno is threatening with two outs with runners at the quarters for Tristan English. And they scored their two runs last inning on two out hits. We'll see if the Rainiers can prevent that from happening here in the third. Tristan English walked and scored his first time up. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the right field line. That's slicing and will go foul and out of play. Oh, and one the count. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. 0-2. Connor Wade trying to put a zero up there in the top of the third inning. The 0-2 pitch swung on and tapped slowly to the right side. Hernandez charges, picks it up with a glove, tosses to first in time for the out. Some fancy work with his hands there for Carlos Hernandez to turn that little dribbler into an out at first base and prevent Reno from scoring here at the top of the third inning. No runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Reno 2, Tacoma 2.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Two-two tie to Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And the pitch to Cesar Hernandez leading things off is hit in the air down the right field line and tight to the line and making the catch is McCarthy, and Hernandez is retired. So Connor Pilkington gets Cesar Hernandez to fly out on one pitch. You know, those two were once traded for one another straight up. It was in it was at the trade deadline in July 29th of 2021. As the pitch to Hummel is inside and it hit him, and he's going to head down to first base. So Hummel hit by the pitch, and now Cade Marlowe is the batter. At the deadline in 2021, Hernandez was playing for the Cleveland Guardians. And he was having a solid year, not one of his best. He was hitting for some power, though, for Cleveland. So here's a pitch in for a strike. In fact, he had his career high for homers that year with 21 when it was all said and done. But he had 18 of them at the deadline with Cleveland. As the pitch is in there for a strike to Marlowe. And the White Sox needed a second baseman, and they traded for him at the deadline. And they traded minor league pitching prospect Connor Pilkington straight up for Cesar Hernandez. And now they just faced one another here at Cheney Stadium. Pilkington now behind, well, he's ahead of Marlowe, 1-2. With a runner at first and one out. Hummel leads from first. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Moving towards the foul line is Canzone. Into foul ground. He can't get it. It lands untouched. And Marlowe catches a break. His plate appearance continues. Still one ball, two strikes. Hernandez ended up playing in the playoffs for the White Sox after that trade in 2021. So here's a pitch low and away for a ball to Marlowe. Hernandez has played in the postseason twice in his career with Cleveland in 2020 and the White Sox in 21. 2-2 pitches, a swing and a miss. There's strike three. And Marlowe is the second out of the inning. So now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is outside. Throw down to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Cooper Hummel, his team-leading eighth steal of the year. He is yet to be thrown out. That was a close play, though. I think if the throw from Marolio had been right on the money, he probably would have got him, but it was on the shortstop side of the bag. Well, an RBI opportunity now for O'Keefe with a man in scoring position. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and looped out into center field. Here comes Barroza. It drops in for a hit. Hummel's around third. Barroza fires to the plate. Hummel slides in safely. It's an RBI single for Brian O'Keefe, and the Red Ears have taken the lead 3-2. After there were two outs, Hummel stole second base and scores on this base hit to shallow center off the bat of O'Keefe. O'Keefe has his 22nd RBI of the year. And here's Ford. Pilkington's pitch is swung on and fouled off on the third base side. And that's strike one. So the Red Ears have their first lead of the day. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Still no balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Still 0-2. Up in Seattle, the Kraken have just defeated Dallas 6-3 and forced a game 7 in their playoff series. 0-2 pitch to Ford is down low for a ball. One, two coming. Swung on and fouled back. Ford hanging in there with two strikes and two outs. Now the runner goes. The pitch is lined softly into center, and that's a base hit. And O'Keefe comes to third, and he will hold there. It's a single for Mike Ford, and the Red Deer's rally continues. Jake Shiner will bat with two on and two out. Ford with a base hit against the lefty. He's been hitting the left-handers well. And is before this hit was batting 294 against left-handed pitching this season. So Shiner will hit here with runners at first and third. They homered down the left field line in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's up and away for a ball. Now the 1-0, up high. Two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 coming. Down low, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. A walk would load him up for Zach Deloach, who's on deck. Pilkington's pitch to Shiner is down and in, ball four. Didn't give him anything to hit there. Bases are loaded with two down, and now it's a left versus left situation, which Pilkington may have desired when he was facing Shiner. Might have been pitching around Jake there to get the left versus left on Deloach. Deloach is 0-1, grounded out earlier. Bases loaded, two outs. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. Next pitch, fastball called a strike. 0-2. O-2 pitch called, strike three. Three pitches and Deloach strikes out, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Right here, settle for one run in the third on two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the fourth. It's Tecoma 3, Reno 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
Rainiers just took the lead over Reno. 3-2. Brian O'Keefe with the go-ahead RBI single with two outs at the bottom of the third. We head to the fourth. Connor Wade on the mound. He'll face Diego Castillo, Jake Hager, and Dominic Maroglio. Castillo struck out earlier. He's 0-1 today. The pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Inside with a fastball. Two balls, no strikes. We're going to take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's games. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1. First place, Oklahoma City added another game to its lead, shutting out Round Rock 6-0 last night on the road in Round Rock, Texas. Matt Andrews went six scoreless, two-hit ball. Bullpen finished it up. Steven Duggar had three hits, scored a run, and drove in a run for Oklahoma City. Here's a swing and a foul on a pitch that was really riding in on the hands of Diego Castillo, and he fouled it off in self-defense, seemingly. Goes as a strike. Two balls, two strikes. So when that series started, Oklahoma City was in first place and Round Rock was in second place, a half a game out. Six-game series in Round Rock, and Oklahoma City has won the first four games and now leads by 4.5 in the standings. 2-2 pitch, bounced foul, third base side still. Two balls, two strikes. Reno's in third place, five games back. Sacramento beat Salt Lake last night, 8-4. Now the 2-2 to Castillo is fouled away. The Giants' AAA club had a three-run home run by shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald. And first baseman Ford Proctor had two hits and two runs batted in. 2-2 pitch, popped up foul. That's out of play, still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Castillo, who's having a prolonged plate appearance here against Connor Wade, and the pitch is outside, ball three. Sacramento and Tacoma are tied in fourth, eight games behind Oklahoma City. 3-2 pitch, fouled off again. Albuquerque beat Las Vegas last night 8-4. Nolan Jones had three hits and two runs batted in. Coco Montez had two hits and two ribbies. Road win for Albuquerque at Vegas. 3-2 pitch called, strike three. And after all of that, Diego Castillo strikes out looking. And one man is out in the fourth inning. Yeah, that was 11 or 12 pitches right there, I believe. Now Jake Hager is the batter. And the pitch from Wade is over for a strike. One other game yesterday, Sugarland beat El Paso 5-3. Justin Durden with a two-run homer for the Astros AAA club. As here's a pitch inside to Hager. Jose Altuve made his first rehab appearance for Sugarland last night and put up an 0-for-4. Here's the ball pulled between short and third and threw into left field, and Hager has a single, and he's 2-for-2 today. Seventh hit for the Aces. One out in the top of the fourth. Right here is leading 3-2, and now Dominic Maroglio is the batter. Pitches inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Pickoff throw to first, and diving back in safely is Hager. Now the 1-0 over for a strike. 1-1. Wade's already gotten one double play grounder today. 1-1 pitch, grounded to third. Fielded by Shiner, goes to Hernandez. There's one, on to Valleca. There's two, his second double play grounder induced today. Connor Wade gets the around the horn double play. Third to second to first, and that wraps up the top of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, there were no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tecoma 3, Reno 2.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Right here's leading Reno 3-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And the first pitch to Pat Valleca is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Valleca flied out to right field earlier. He's 0-for-1. And the pitch is chopped to the right side. A two-hopper fielded by Castillo, and he throws out Valleca at first base. One out at the bottom of the fourth inning. Pilkington went 2 2/3 innings in his Reno debut, so actually it was just 2 1/3 now that I look at it again. But anyway, he's gone deeper than that in this one. 3 1/3 now and still going. Lefty from Mississippi with his pitch, and it is taken outside by Mason McCoy. That's ball one. Yeah, the 1-0. Stroke to the right side, but picked on a short hop by Castillo, and he calmly throws out McCoy, and very quickly two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here is matchup number two between Cesar Hernandez and Connor Pilkington, who were once traded for each other straight up at the trade deadline in 2021. And the pitch is low for a ball. Hernandez, the first time he batted against Pilkington, flied out on the first pitch. One-0 pitch is lined into right field. There's a base hit for Cesar. The right fielder McCarthy gets the ball back in quickly. A two-out single to right for Cesar Hernandez, who has now hit safely in 7 of his last 8 games. And now Cooper Hummel will be the hitter. Hummel has flied out, and he's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. The pitch is up and away for a ball. The 1-0 is coming. And it is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Pilkington pitched at Mississippi State University. And he had a pretty decorated career there. 1-1 pitch outside for a ball. In fact, they reached the College World Series in 2018 when he was there, and he won a game in Omaha. Pilkington with a 2-1 pitch to Cooper Hummel. And it swung out and fouled away. Counts even now, 2-2. That was Pilkington's draft year, 2018. The White Sox picked him in the third round. In his third organization now with the Arizona Diamondbacks AAA club. Pilkington with a move to first, and back in safely is Hernandez standing up. Here comes the 2-2. Runner goes, pitches high, throw down to second base, is not in time. Sliding in safely, Cesar Hernandez. And that's his sixth steal of the year. Big jump for Hernandez. Strong throw from Marolio, but Hernandez was able to get in there safely. Next pitch coming up here to Hummel. And it's a swing and a miss. That's strike three, and Hummel has struck out, wrapping up the fourth inning. Third strikeout for Pilkington tonight. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tecumseh 3, Reno 2.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tecumseh Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the fifth inning. Red Deers lead Reno 3-2. Jorge Barrosa to lead things off. He tries to bunt his way aboard and bunts it foul. That's strike one. Connor Wade on the mound for the Red Deers. He got Barrosa to bounce out to first base back in the second inning. Now the 0-1. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Red Deers lead 3-2. Reno has out hit the Red Deers 7-4, but Tacoma has made the most of their hits. Here's a grounder to second, fielded by Cesar Hernandez. He throws out Barrosa at first, and one man's gone at the top of the fifth. Now Jake McCarthy is the hitter. Red Deers have turned two double plays on defense. They've caught a runner trying to steal. Now the pitch to McCarthy is swung on and lined softly into right center. That's a base hit. Coming in to pick it up is Marlowe, and McCarthy stops at first. He has a single, his second hit of the night. And he's on with one out. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy's 1-for-2 with an infield single. And he's now hit safely in five straight games. Aces have some bullpen activity with a left-hander warming up. Tyler Gilbert is the only lefty they have now that Misevich got called up by the Diamondbacks. Here's a pitch in for a strike to Kennedy. Should phrase that, he's the only left-handed relief pitcher they have. Tyler Gilbert. Pickoff move to first, and back in safely is McCarthy. Now the pitch in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Kennedy. Two is inside. 1-2 now to Kennedy. Now a throw to first, and back in safely is McCarthy. The pitch is swung on and lined off the glove of the first baseman Valleca, and it rolls down the right field line. Going all the way to third is McCarthy. Stopping at first is Kennedy, and runners are at the quarters with one out. A liner over the head of Valleca, and he reached up to catch this ball. And gave a little jump, had it kick off of his glove, and roll down the right field line. If he had been able to catch that, it would have been a double play because McCarthy was far off the bag. But instead, it's a hit for Buddy Kennedy, and runners are at the quarters with one away. P.J. Higgins now the batter. He's one for two. And he swings and hits one in the air to left field. Coming in a few steps is Hummel. He makes the catch. McCarthy tags. The throw to the plate is cut off. McCarthy scores, and we're all even. It's 3-3. A sacrifice fly off the bat of P.J. Higgins. And Reno ties it up. Hummel had his momentum carrying him the right direction, and he got off a throw with some zip on it, but McCarthy's quick, and they just weren't going to get him. So runner at first, two outs for Canzone, and the pitch is fouled off on the third base side, and that's out of play. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1 to Canzone. One delivery lined up the middle and into center field. A base hit. Fielding it on one bounce is Marlowe. Stopping at second is Kennedy. Canzone has his second hit of the night. And that's hit number 10 for Reno. And there are two on with two out for Tristan English. Connor Wade's pitch count is 76. Give or take one or two. As his pitch to English is outside for a ball, 1-0. Big batter here. Reno just tied it up. Two on, two out. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Count goes to 1-1. One pitch is hit in the air towards right field. Medium deep, but playable. Deloach makes the catch, and that's the final out here at the top of the fifth inning. So Reno ties it up. One run on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left on, and we are halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score. Reno 3, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 3, Reno 3. New pitcher for the Aces, left-hander Tyler Gilbert is in from the bullpen. first batter he faces is Cade Marlowe, and the pitch is in on the hands of Marlowe, and he flinched at it but held up. That's ball one. 1-0 the count. Next offering misses for a ball. 2-0. Gilbert 3-2 with a 7.65 ERA for Reno. He's been serving as a swingman this year, moving between the rotation and the bullpen. He throws a strike, counts 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on and fouled back, and the count's even 2-2. Gilbert is the only player in today's game who has pitched a no-hitter in the major leagues, which he did in his first career start. So here's a breaking ball over for a called strike three, a big curve from Gilbert, and Marlowe goes down looking, one away in the fifth inning. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. Hang on, the last pitch is being challenged by Cade Marlowe, so we go to the automated system and it says strike. It was indeed a strike, so the umpire's call is upheld, and the Rainiers now have two challenges remaining. Two incorrect challenges remaining. If you're right all the time, you can challenge forever, but you only get three where you're incorrect. First pitch to O'Keefe is a check swing, and he held up in time. Ball one. Gilbert, in his first major league start, not his big league debut, but his first start, August 14th of 21. So here's one down low to O'Keefe. He pitched a nine-inning no-hitter against the San Diego Padres. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. And that was one of the great stories of the 21 season. It was the third no-hitter in Diamondbacks history, their first ever in a home game. So here's one down low for a ball. And Gilbert was basically filling in the rotation. Just mix in a no-hitter, no big deal. 3-1 pitch in there for a strike. Count goes full, 3-2. Now Keith backs out of the batter's box. Then the story came out afterwards that during the COVID year of 2020, Gilbert was working as an electrician. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes O'Keefe. And that's back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth. So Gilbert went from electrician in 2020 to throwing a no-hitter in the major leagues in 2021. Fun story at that time. Still is. Here's Mike Ford, who has singled and walked so far today. Left versus left here. Gilbert's pitch is a fastball in there for a strike. Now this one's down low for a ball. One pitch, inside, 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on, hit of the air to shallow right. Back is Castillo, in is McCarthy. McCarthy makes a running catch in shallow right field, and Ford is retired for the first time today. Right here's going order, three up, three down. We've finished five innings of play this evening at Cheney Stadium, and it's all even. Reno 3, Tacoma 3.
Just as business owners are adjusting to the new normal, there's a new normal that's emerging now.
which feels a little like old normal, but not really normal at all. So where does that leave you? Hopefully, with a great insurance partner, like Propel Insurance. We'll help you understand the coverage that's vital for your business right now and work with you to adapt coverage as needed. Plus, our in-house claims team is here for you 24/7, because that's what's normal to us. Learn more at propelinsurance.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the sixth inning, 3-3 tie here in Tacoma. Connor Wade on the hill. First pitch to Diego Castillo is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Wade now into his motion. Next pitch, grounded to the right side and threw into right field. That's a base hit. A leadoff single for Castillo, so he has his first hit of the game, and that's hit number 11 for the Aces. They've hit 10 singles and a double. Now Jake Hager will be the hitter. He's the guy with a double. He's 2-for-2 with a single and a double. The double came in the second inning, drove in a run. That's when Reno scored two of their three runs. Runner goes, pitches a swing and a miss, throw down to second base. Is in time, they got him. Brian O'Keefe throws out Diego Castillo at second base with a tag applied by Cesar Hernandez. And just like that, one man is gone here in the top of the sixth inning. Nice throw from O'Keefe, and they had Castillo out by a margin. Now the pitch to Hager. Swing and a bouncer back to the mound, and that's Wade feeling it, and he throws to first and gets Hager. There's out number two in the top of the sixth inning. And now Dominic Maroglio will be the batter. Now the pitch grounded right to the shortstop. Mason McCoy has it, throws to first, and it's in time for the out, and that was quick and easy. Connor Wade easily gets through the top of the sixth inning. No runs on a hit. There was a caught stealing. No errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Tacoma 3, Reno 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
A very impressive General Steel.
Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-74-STEEL to find out about all our popular quick construction kits, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building. Just call 888-747-8335 now. That's 888-74-STEEL.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning of a tie game here, 3-3. Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Pat Palake at a bat here at the bottom of the sixth inning against Tyler Gilbert. Shiner is homered and walked today. He's now hit safely in 10 of his last 11 games. And the pitch is a breaking ball from Gilbert, and it's over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Next delivery. And at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. 0-2 now to Shiner. O-2 pitch coming from Tyler Gilbert up high. One ball, two strikes. One, two delivery. Hit in the air, foul, first base side, and that's out of play. One, two, down in the dirt, 2-2. Shiner brings the count even. Now the 2-2 coming from Gilbert, and it's swung on, grounded to third. Fielded by Buddy Kennedy, throws it to first for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. Jake Shiner grounds out to third, and now Zach Deloach will be the bat. Let's check in on our Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas won in the 10th inning last night against Northwest Arkansas 4-3. And a wild 10th. Pitch to Deloach is low for a ball, 1-0. That game was tied 1-1 after 9, and then the Royals affiliate, Northwest Arkansas, they scored twice in the top of the 10th. Sears went up high for a ball. And then the Travelers got three in the bottom of the 10th. And Jonathan Klasse was in the middle of it. Now the 1-0 pulled in the air to right field, but it's going to carry directly out towards McCarthy, who makes the catch, and two men are out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Deloach flies out, and now Pat Valleca is the batter. Klasse had a double, drove in a run, stole a base, and he scored the winning run in the bottom of the 10th last night on a wild pitch. It was 3-3. He was at third. Wild pitch. He scampered home with the winning run, and a walk-off wild pitch. They won it home 4-3. It's pitched to Valleca's outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is fouled away. Count moves to 2-1. There's ball three, down and in. So Valleca with the count solidly in his favor. The Rainiers have Mason McCoy on deck. The 3-1 pitch from Tyler Gilbert is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. And lining it up is Barossa. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers go in order for the second straight inning against Tyler Gilbert. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh, Tacoma 3, Reno 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
On we go to the seventh inning. Tacoma 3, Reno 3 is our score. New pitcher in for the Red Ears. Blake Wyman is in from the bullpen. And the lefty is in relief of Connor Wade. Wade got through six innings today, scattered 11 hits, three runs allowed, all earned, walked one, struck out three. You can allow 11 hits and still have a quality start when 10 of the 11 hits are singles, the other one's a double. You get two double play balls, you get two runners caught stealing, and you walk only one. Nice job by Connor Wade, quality start. He'll get no decision though as he leaves with a score tied 3-3. First pitch from Blake Wyman to Jorge Barrosa is behind the right hand hitting Barrosa, and that's ball one. Barrosa 0 for 2 today, switch hitter batting right. Wyman's pitch is in there for a strike. Wyman's appearing in his 11th game for the Red Ears, 1-2 with a 5.65 ERA in 14 and a third innings. Has 9 strikeouts, 7 walks. Now the 1-1 swung on it, bounced towards third, a two hopper. Shiner has it, throws to first in time for the out. One away at the top of the seventh inning. Jorge Barrosa grounds out to Jake Shiner at third base. And now Jake McCarthy is the hitter. McCarthy's 2 for 3, a pair of singles and a run scored. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. One pitch swung on and bounced towards the second baseman Hernandez, who has it with a backhand, and he throws out McCarthy at first base, and two men are gone on infield grounders here in the top of the seventh inning. And now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy's 2 for 3 with a couple of singles. Pitch is lined into center, and that gets down for a base hit. A two-out single for Kennedy. Marlow gets the ball back in. Kennedy's 3 for 4 now. 12th hit of the game for the Aces, and here comes P.J. Higgins. Well, the Aces team batting average dropped, I think, 10 points over the first five games of this series, from 309 to 299, as there's a pitch over for a strike. But they're going to be back over 300 again after this one with this array of singles that they've hit today. Oh, one pitch Swung on, grounded foul, third base side. Reno leads the league in team batting average. And second in the league in runs scored. And a lot of it's due to their environment and their home games. But also, they have a good lineup. They have some talented hitters. But playing half their games basically on the moon in zero gravity at Greater Nevada Field helps, too. 0-2 pitch, up and away for a ball, 1-2. One-two pitch coming. Runner goes, pitches inside, throw to second's not in time. Stealing second base is Kennedy. And now the Aces have the go-ahead runner in scoring position with two outs. Well, the Rainiers are challenging the previous pitch. If this gets overturned and it's a strike, then the inning is over because it would be a strikeout. O'Keefe called for a challenge here, but we're waiting for the video. Here it comes. And yeah, pitch was up and in. And so the Rainiers are 0 for 2 on challenges, and they only have one left now as the human umpire's call is upheld of a ball. So 2-2 to Higgins, and the pitch from Wyman is outside. Full count now, 3-2. Payoff coming, and it is outside. Ball four, he lost him. Higgins draws the walk. There are two on with two out. And now Dominic Canzone will be the hitter. Well, left versus left here for Wyman. Canzone's 2-for-3 with a pair of singles tonight, and the first pitch is a slider for a called strike. Owen won the count. Runners with their leads. Kennedy at second and Higgins at first. And the pitch is in for a strike. Pickoff throw down to second by O'Keefe, but Kennedy gets back in. McCoy, the shortstop, sneaking in behind the runner. Well, the count's 0-2 to Canzone. Wyman's pitch is swung on and hit softly into the hole off the glove of McCoy. It trickles into left center. That's going to be a base hit, and Kennedy scores from second base. Higgins goes all the way to third, and Dominic Canzone brings in the go-ahead run. Hit this with a lot of English on it, and it took a bounce, and McCoy, ranging to his backhand side, had it almost bounce behind him because of the spin on the ball. And Canzone ends up with his third hit of the game and drives in the go-ahead run. And he also just knocked out Blake Wyman. We've got a break in the action for a pitching change as John Russell is going to his bullpen for the second time today. And we'll take a break in our broadcast with the score Reno 4, Tacoma 3 in the top of the seventh inning.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more. Conveniently across the South Sound, the team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatric or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Marino has just taken the lead here at Cheney Stadium 4-3 on a two-out RBI single by Dominic Canzone. And they are still batting. They have runners at first and third with two outs for Tristan English. The Red Ears have gone to the bullpen and brought in right-hander Ryder Ryan, who's 1-1 with a 6.23 ERA. This is his ninth appearance for Tacoma. He throws a first pitch slider for a called strike to English, and the count is 0-1. It's important to get out of this inning without any further damage for the Red Ears. Now the 0-1 pitch on its way to English is swung on and grounded sharply into right field past the diving Valleca, and that's a base hit. And scoring from third is Higgins. Canzone goes all the way to third as Deloach gets the ball back into second base. It's an RBI single for Tristan English, and it is 5-3 Reno. There were two outs and no one on base when this rally started for the Aces. Kennedy singled to center. Higgins walked. Canzone had the base hit that brought in the first run, and now English with a sharp ground ball base hit. They're up to 14 hits in this game. Pitch to Diego Castillo is called a strike, 0-1. Wyman went two-thirds of an inning, allowed two hits, two runs, walked one, no strikeouts. He's responsible for one more runner also. 0-1 pitch, in at the knees for a strike, 0-2. So the Red Ears are going to need to get the bats going in the late innings, and they've got opportunities still only the top of the seventh inning. Well, now Reno is challenging the last pitch, which was called a strike. The batter, Castillo, is challenging it, and he has just barely lost his challenge by a hair. So baseball players are getting defeated by the umpires 3-0 so far today in the challenge system. 0-2 pitch hits off the mound. A grounder changing directions to field it is Hernandez, and he throws out Castillo at first base. It actually hit the pitcher, Ryder Ryan, who deflected it. He'll get credited with an assist. The Red Ears get the out that wraps up the top of the seventh inning. Two-run score for Reno on three hits with two left. It's the stretch here at Tacoma. Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate.
How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning here at Cheney Stadium. The Reno Aces leading the Red Ears 5-3. Mason McCoy stands in the batter's box facing the lefty Tyler Gilbert, and the first pitch is taken outside for a ball. Gilbert has pitched two innings in relief so far and has retired all six batters he has faced. Now the 1-0 is bounced foul, and that evens up the count 1-1. Reno just snapped the tie at the top of this inning with a two-out rally. Here's the 1-1 pitch on its way to McCoy. And it's outside, 2-1. Parent teams of both Tacoma and Reno have won today. The Mariners won today. They pitched a shutout at Detroit, won 5-0. As the 2-1 do. McCoy is in there for a strike. Bryce Miller in his third big league start went 7 shutout innings, allowing just 3 hits. No walks, 3 strikeouts. And he's now pitched 19 innings in the majors and allowed 1 run. 2-2 pitch called, strike 3. McCoy goes down looking, and Gilbert has his third strikeout. 6th strikeout for Reno pitchers tonight. And now Cesar Hernandez will be the batter. He has the Red Ears' last hit, a 2-out single in the 4th. The pitch to Hernandez is stroked into left field, and he has the Red Ears' most recent hit still, his 2nd hit of the game, a rocket through the left side, and Cesar Hernandez is 2-for-3 today. So he's on with 1 out, and that immediately brings the tying run to the plate. As now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hernandez now with 10 hits in his last 25 at bats. Hummel's 0-for-2, was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the 3rd. First pitch is a strike. Mariners today had a 2-run home run from Jared Kelnick, and Teoscar Hernandez had 3 hits, including a solo homer. Well, 1 pitch is down and in, 1-1. Kelnick and Teoscar each with 8 homers this year. Yeah, the 1-1 outside for a ball. 2-1. Now the pitch grounded to the left side and threw into left field, and that's a base hit. And Hernandez takes 2nd, and the Red Ears have back-to-back singles with 1 out in the bottom of the 7th inning. And now the tying runners are on for Cade Marlowe. And the Aces are warming up a righty in the pen. So the Mariners, with their win today, went over the 500 mark on the year at 20-19. They've won 6 straight away games. They've won 9 of their last 12 overall. Things are looking up. Pitch to Marlowe is a breaking ball down low. 1-0 the count. They're going to try to sweep Detroit tomorrow. And we should point out the Tigers have not been that bad this year. In recent years, they've really struggled. But I think they were 3 games under 500 when the series began. Now the pitch is outside to Adele. There were two games on. They were 17 and 19, so now they're 17 and 21. 2-0 to Marlowe is outside, ball three. And the Reno Aces Parent Club also won today. The Diamondbacks beat the Giants 7-2, and Arizona had their ace on the hill, and Zach Gallen picked up another win. He's 6-1 this year. 3-0 pitch to Marlowe is over for a strike. One delivery coming here from Gilbert with two on and one out. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip. Count goes full, 3-2. On deck is O'Keefe. Well, here we go. Nope, time called. Marlowe's going to use his timeout. So he thinks about this crucial pitch here in this game at the bottom of the seventh. Two on, one out, full count. Red Ears down by two. Here we go. Gilbert with the 3-2 pitch on its way to Marlowe. Swung on, grounded right side, fielded at first by Higgins. Goes to Hager for the force out at second base. That's all they'll get. That's the second out of the inning. Hernandez moves up to third base. Marlowe reaches out of fielder's choice. Hummel is forced out. First baseman to the shortstop covering at second base. Runners at the corners with two down for O'Keefe, and Blake Lolly's going to go to the bullpen here and bring in a right-hander to face Brian O'Keefe, which seems like the logical decision. So we've got a break for a pitching change here with two on and two out at the bottom of the seventh inning, and our score is Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3, but the Red Ears have runners at first and third with two outs. Brian O'Keefe at the plate. Reno has brought in right-hander Zach McAllister, the veteran, 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA this year. First pitch to O'Keefe, taken for a strike, 0-1. McAllister, something of a side slinger, and gets it to the plate in the low 90s on the gun. His 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And, oh, boy, they just called out on batter's interference, interfering with the throw from the catcher that was never made on Marlowe, who was trying to steal second base. And now John Russell is going to argue, O'Keefe can't believe it. but he has been called out on interference by the home plate umpire, Jonathan Beretta, and John Russell is steering him away, and he's going to take over the argument. A crucial moment in the game, Marlowe stealing second. Pitch was a strike to O'Keefe. The catcher, Marolio, comes out of his crouch, kind of leans forward and never throws the ball, but acted as if he was going to throw the ball. The umpire ruled that O'Keefe interfered with his attempt to throw down to second base, as we see it right here on MILB TV. And they called the runner out in that instance. O'Keefe will lead off next inning, but Russell is continuing his discussion with Beretta, but he's not going to get this call overturned. So the inning is over. And we will head to the eighth inning with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. Reno leading Tacoma 5-3. And Ryder Ryan with his pitch to Jake Hager. And it's bounced foul. That's strike one. Rainier's not pleased with the way the bottom of the seventh inning ended on an interference call that resulted in Marlowe, base stealer, being called out on a play that there was no throw on him and no play was made. So here's a pitch outside to Hager. One and one the count. Ryan got the final out in the seventh, faced two hitters. And now his pitch is hit in the air towards left, and back is Hamon. Right at the edge of the warning track, he makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Hager flies out to left field. And that'll bring Dominic Marolio to the plate. Yeah, the pitch to Marolio is inside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch inside, 2-0. Mentioned before the end of the previous half inning that the Diamondbacks, the parent club of the Aces, won their game today against the Giants 7-2. The star of that game, other than the pitching of Zach Gallen, whose next pitch is inside for a ball, was Dominic Fletcher, who began this year with Reno and was with them last year when the Rainiers faced him time and again. 3-0 to Marolio in their first strike. He's getting his first taste of the big leagues right now for the Diamondbacks, and today he had a triple, a homer, and five runs batted in the Arizona win. Next pitch is a called strike. Count goes full. Well, now this is being challenged by Maroglio. And he lost. And the plate umpire is 4-for-4 on pitches that were challenged. Beretta's got to be thinking to himself now, all right, guys, what are you guys thinking? Why are you challenging? Here's a swing and a grounder up the middle, and this is going to be cut off by McCoy, and he slings it to first in time to get Maroglio, and two men are out at the top of the eighth inning. So Maroglio grounds out to short, two down. And Jorge Barrosa is now the batter. He's 0 for 3 with three ground balls in the infield. Switch hitter. He bats left-handed, and the pitch from Ryan is a swing and a miss. That's strike one. Owen won the count to Barrosa. And the next pitch is roped into right, and that'll get down for a hit in front of Deloach, who has to field it on one hop. 15th hit of the game for Reno, their 14th single. A two-out line drive off the bat of Barrosa. Now they've had everyone in their lineup today has had at least one single. Well, that's going to be it for Ryder Ryan, as John Russell is on his way to the mound, and he's going to bring in a fresh arm to face Jake McCarthy. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with a runner at first and two outs at the top of the eighth inning. And the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3. The Aces have a runner at first with two outs. Jake McCarthy coming to the plate. The Red Ears have got to the bullpen and brought in left-hander Eric Stout to get the left versus left advantage on McCarthy. McCarthy's 2-for-4 tonight with a couple of singles. And Stout is set. And here's his pitch to McCarthy, and it's taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. This is Stout's eighth appearance for the Red Ears. He has no record of 5.06 ERA in 10 and two-thirds innings with 10 strikeouts and 10 walks. He went two innings out of the pen on Thursday without allowing a run. Here's his 1-0 on its way to McCarthy. And it's outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Buddy Kennedy is the on-deck hitter for Reno. Two-oh pitch is popped up foul, and that's out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Going down to second base is Barossa. The throw is not in time. Barossa steals second base. His fourth steal of the year. Fans thought that the Red Ears got him. McCoy covering. We'll check a replay on MILB TV. It was close. We need the super slow-mo on that, frame by frame. 2-2. And it swung on and fouled back. Still 2-2. Barossa was going in feet first. McCoy tagging higher up his leg towards his waist. And I don't know if the foot touched the bag before the tag hit Barossa's upper leg. Sears a pitch. Outside, a check swing. He held up in time, says the base umpire on appeal. So full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four, and McCarthy draws the walk. Third walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. Two on, two out for Kennedy, who has three hits in this game, three singles and four at-bats. Two on, two out. Now the pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 to Kennedy. Here comes the 0-1. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air behind shortstop. McCoy's back on the outfield grass behind second base eventually is where he catches this pop fly, and that's the final out of the inning. Kennedy pops up to shortstop. Brito does not score in the eighth. The Aces had a hit. They leave two runners stranded. Red Ears coming to the plate at the bottom of the eighth with the heart of the order. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
We go to the bottom of the eighth. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3. And the first pitch is to Mike Ford leading things off, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-0. So the play that ended the seventh inning, we originally thought they called Marlowe out for an interference on a base-stealing attempt, but they actually called out the batter as Ford pops one up, and it's caught snow cone style by Hager for the first out of the inning. So Ford pops up, one away. The official scorer here at Cheney Stadium today rifling through the rule book on that interference call that ended the seventh. So it ends up being O'Keefe was out on batter's interference, not the runner. And so he lost his at bat as a result of that. First pitch to Shiner now is in for a strike, 0-1 the count. Next delivery, swung on, fouled off on the first base side, out of play. Oh, 2 the count to Shiner. And the pitch is taken inside. Five runs, 15 hits, no errors for Reno. Three runs, 6 hits, no errors for Tacoma. 1-2 pitch, swung on and fouled, and that got the umpire right on the chest protector, and he's going to need a minute to walk that one off. Just got him actually up towards the right shoulder. Might not have caught entirely protective gear there. The catcher goes to the mound to talk to McAllister for a moment. Crew chief John Bacon came down from third base to check on the plate umpire, make sure he's all right. One ball, two strikes is the count on Jake Shiner with one out of the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. That's strike three, and Shiner is the second out of the inning. So two down for Zach Deloach. Deloach 0-for-3 with a ground out, a flyout, and a strikeout. And the pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from McAllister. And it misses for a ball, 2-0. 91 mile per hour fastball from the side armor. Now the pitch misses for a ball. 3-0 to Deloach. Now the pitch is over for a strike. 3-1. Now the pitch is swung on, hit well towards the left field corner. On the move is Canzone. He's not getting this. It hits the base of the wall and just kind of plugs there. And Deloach is in at second base with a two-out double. Zach Deloach drives one the other way for a two-base hit. And he's in scoring position now for Pat Valenka. Just like that. The Rainiers get the tying run to the plate once again. Pat Valenka. Oh for 3 today. And the pitch is up and in for a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch, swing and a miss. One pitch coming. And it's swung on, hit in the air towards right field, not deep. Lining it up is McCarthy, and he makes the catch. And the Red Ears do not score in the eighth. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. And we head to the ninth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We go to the ninth inning. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood, takes over on the hill. And he'll face P.J. Higgins to start things off. And the Submariners' first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Eric Stout, previous pitcher, faced just two hitters. Recorded one out and issued a walk. No runs allowed. Here's a roller to short. That's fielded by McCoy, and he throws out Higgins at first base. Two pitches, one out to start the ninth inning. And now Canzone will be the hitter. This is Blackwood's 12th appearance, 0-1 with an 8.03 ERA. Right-hander in his first year in the Mariners system. Pitch misses for a ball. 1-0 the count to Canzone. Canzone has the go-ahead hit in this game in the seventh inning. And he takes down low for a ball, 2-0. Blackwood trying to put a zero up there in the top of the ninth, see if the Red Ears can rally in the bottom of the ninth. Now the 2-0 is swung on and chopped to first on one big bounce. Valleca has it, and he touches first base for out number two. And now Tristan English will be the hitter. The Red Ears scheduled hitters in the bottom of the ninth inning are Mason McCoy, Cesar Hernandez, and Cooper Hummel. And John Russell has a bunch of left-hand hitters he can go to on the bench if he wants to. Pitch to English is inside for a ball. Kian Wong, Colin Moran, and Jack Larson, all left-hand hitters who are available. So here's one inside to English. 2-0. Reno's warming up Luis Frias to close. He's a hard-throwing righty. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. 2-1. Two-one delivery, swing and a miss, so the count's even. 2-2. 2-2 pitch, just a bit low, ball three. Full count, 3-2. Blackwood's ready. Payoff, swing and a miss, strike three. Fooled him with an off-speed pitch. English goes down swinging, and Blackwood sets down the side in order at the top of the ninth inning. Rainiers needed that, a quick and easy inning. Let's see if they can rally. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 3. Zach McAllister staying in the game for Reno. The Red Hairs are setting up a pinch hitter here, batting for Mason McCoy. It's Colin Moran. Moran, veteran left-hand hitter, looks out towards McAllister. The pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Moran's average at 185 in 81 at-bats this year, but he's been better than that lately. As now the 0-1 is outside for a ball, 1-1. And in this series, he is 2-for-8 with a homer. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's swung on and yanked foul, first base side. So 1-2 the count. Day game between these two teams tomorrow at 1:35. Jose Rodriguez against Blake Walston. Rainier's getting a second chance to get to Walston, who threw 7 1/3 innings of one-hit ball against Tacoma on Tuesday. I'm very curious to see how round two goes tomorrow. 1-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes to Moran, who's just trying to get on base. That would bring the tying run to the plate. The pitch is lined to the right side and caught by the second baseman, Diego Castillo. And one man is out in the bottom of the ninth. Hit it right to him. Now Cesar Hernandez is announced as the hitter, and Blake Lawley's going to go to the bullpen and bring in Luis Frias with one out and no one on. So we'll take a break for another pitching change with the score, Reno 5, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers fans, do you know where your AAAs belong? No, not your baseball team, your batteries. Once they've lost their charge and are no longer useful, household and rechargeable batteries can cause damage, fires, or injury if they're not properly disposed of. Never throw used batteries in your regular garbage or recycling. Even batteries from old cell phones, laptops, and other portable electronics can be hazardous if thrown in the trash. So take charge of your battery disposal and find a drop-off location near you at TacomaRecycles.org.
Get
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online. So you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
We are in the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Reno 5, Tacoma 3. The Raiders have one out and no one on base. Reno has brought in a new pitcher, Luis Frias, to face Cesar Hernandez. Frias, 1-0 with a 1.59 ERA, upper 90s fastball. First pitch to Cesar Hernandez is hit in the air to shallow center, and it's caught by Barroza running in, and one pitch. Frias takes care of Hernandez, and there are two outs in the ninth, and the Red Ears are down to their final out. Cooper Hummel is the batter. Hummel is 1-for-3 with a single, and he's been hit by a pitch once today. Frias with a pitch, and it is a fastball that is outside. Ball one. Frias, we've seen him hit 98 with regularity in the past against the Rainiers. The 1-0 swung on and fouled off, and that evens up the count 1-1. Right now, Frias is hitting 96 with his first two fastballs. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike two. Rainiers down to their last strike. Hummel was teammates with Frias last year in Reno. The 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled at the plate. Mariners got Hummel from the Diamondbacks when they traded Kyle Lewis this spring. One two pitch coming, and it is down low. Peel to third, but Hummel held up his swing, so counts even now, 2-2. On deck is Cade Marlowe, hoping to get a chance to hit one more time tonight. Here's the 2-2, and it's a called strike three, and that's the ball game. The Rainiers are going to challenge it because they have a challenge left, and of course you're going to challenge in this situation given the importance of the pitch, but I don't feel good about this one. And nope, it's called a strike, and that's the ball game. Frias strikes out Hummel and wraps up the bottom of the ninth inning. Reno wins it 5-3 is the final score, and Reno has now won this series. It's a 7-game series. They lead it 4-2 with one game remaining tomorrow at 1:35 p.m. here at Cheney Stadium. That'll be the last game of the homestand. Reno takes it 5-3, the final score. We'll recap this game and have a look at the complete Major League Baseball and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Things are reaching a fever pitch at Lucky Eagle Casino as we give away the final $40,000 of our $140,000 Spring Fever cash prizes all in one night. Keep entering daily, and remember, double entries on Sundays and Thursdays. Join us on Saturday, May 20th from 4 to 10 p.m. for a chance to take home your share of $40,000 cash. Learn more and catch Spring Fever at LuckyEagle.com.
Lucky Eagle.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
Well, Reno beats Tacoma 5-3, the final score tonight at Cheney Stadium, and the Rainiers were bidding to get back to the 500 mark on the year, but not today. They are now back to two games under 500. It was death by 1,000 singles in this one. Reno had 15 hits in this game. 14 of them were singles, and one was a double. In fact, it is a credit to the Rainiers that they held Reno to just five runs, considering how many base runners they had over the course of this game. But the Red Ears were able to turn a couple of double plays. They got two runners out on the base paths trying to steal, and the Red Ears hold them to five runs in a game in which they had 15 hits plus three walks, so 18 base runners total for Reno. And Red Ears hold them to five, but needed to score more than five, and they didn't. They drop it 5-3. Reno scored first in the second inning against the Red Ears starter, Connor Wade. This was a two-out rally. They had a runner at first with two down when Jake Hager doubled to the left field corner, scoring Tristan English from first base, making it 1-0. And then Dominic Maroglio grounded a base hit into center field, bringing in Hager, and it was 2-0 in the top of the second. But the Red Ears immediately answered in the bottom of the second inning against the Aces starter, lefty Connor Pilkington. Mike Ford drew a walk to open up the second inning, and then Jake Shiner blasted off a two-run homer to left field down the line, his 12th of the year. He's second in the PCL in homers, and in this one tied this ball game up 2-2. Then in the third, with one out, Cooper Hummel walked, stole second base, and with two outs, he scored on a base hit to center off the bat of Brian O'Keefe. And the Red Ears were ahead 3-2 in the bottom of the third inning. And they got another hit and a walk to Shiner, and they had the bases loaded. But Deloach struck out, and the Red Ears did not tack on in the third. Red Ears held that 3-2 lead until the fifth. Wade retired the leadoff man in the fifth, but then Jake McCarthy singled to center. Buddy Kennedy had the second of his three hits today, a base hit to right, sending McCarthy to third. And then P.J. Higgins hit a sacrifice fly, scoring McCarthy and tying this game up 3-3. Wade ended up going six innings. He had a quality start officially, six innings, three runs allowed, all earned. He allowed 11 hits but only one walk, and he kept the Rainiers in the game. He got no decision, left with the score tied 3-3. Tacoma went to Blake Wyman in the seventh, the lefty. He retired the first two batters he faced, getting grounders in the infield. Everything seemed fine. But then Buddy Kennedy singled to center, and P.J. Higgins walked. Dominic Canzone then hit a spinner with English on it to the backhand side of Mason McCoy, who couldn't flag it down on a short hop as it took a funny bounce past him because of the spin, and it went through into the outfield, and Kennedy scored from second base, and Reno was ahead 4-3. The Rainiers brought in Ryder Ryan to face Tristan English, and English singled sharply on the ground into right field for a base hit, and that brought in Higgins, and Reno was ahead 5-3. Big play in the bottom of the seventh with runners at first and third and two outs. Brian O'Keefe at the plate, power guy, RBI guy, tying runners on. The runner at first, Marlowe, took off for second base, The pitch was taken for a strike, and the catcher, Marolio, went into his throwing motion, and O'Keefe was kind of leaning over the plate, and they called O'Keefe out on batter's interference. And the Red Ears argued that, but to no avail, and that took the bat out of O'Keefe's hands and ended the inning. Rainiers did get a two-out double from Deloach in the eighth, once again bringing the tying run to the plate, but nothing happened there, and the Rainiers went down in order in the ninth. Reno takes it 5-3, the final score. Here are the final totals for Reno. 5 runs on 15 hits, no errors. They left 9 on base. Tacoma scores 3 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 6 on base. Winning pitcher in relief is Tyler Gilbert. He's 4-2. The save goes to Frias, his second, and the loss goes to Wyman. He falls to 1-3. Attendance today, 6,821. Reno improves to 22-16 on the year, and Tacoma falls to 18-20. This series wraps up with the day game tomorrow at 1:35. Jose Rodriguez starts for Tacoma against Blake Walston of Reno. We had this same matchup in the series opener on Tuesday, a game that Reno won 2-1. Really well-pitched game on both sides. We'll see what the rematch is like tomorrow afternoon. Reno wins it 5-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Tacoma Rainiers post-game show continues. Reno beating Tacoma today 5-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners shut out Detroit 5-0. Bryce Miller, 7 scoreless innings of 3-hit ball. Didn't walk a soul, struck out 3. He's allowed just 1 run in his first 19 Major League innings. And the Mariners getting the win to go over 500 on the year at 20-19. They had home runs hit by Jared Kelnick and Teoscar Hernandez. Hernandez had 3 hits in the game. Mariners shut out Detroit. In the American League, Yankees defeat Tampa Bay 9-8, overcoming an early 6-0 deficit. Aaron Judge homered twice and drove in 4. He's up to 8 home runs on the season. Texas shut out Oakland 5-0 behind John Gray's 8 scoreless innings. He took a no-hitter into the 7th. The Rangers still cruising along in first place in the AL West. Cleveland was down 6-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning at home to the Angels, and they scored 6 and won the game 8-6. Josh Naylor with a key 3-run homer for the Guardians. And Luis Robert homered and drove in a couple of runs, and the White Sox beat the Astros in Chicago 3-1. Interleague games today. The Twins blasted the Cubbies in Minneapolis 11-1. Alex Kirilloff went 3-for-3 with 2 homers and 3 runs batted in. And Joey Gallo doubled and homered and drove in 4. Toronto's Bo Bichette singled in the go-ahead run at the bottom of the 7th inning, and they tacked on a couple more, and the Jays beat Atlanta 5-2. Boston, playing at home against St. Louis, had a 3-1 lead going to the 9th. Chris Sale had tossed a gem, allowing just 1 run in 8 innings. They turned it over to the veteran Kenley Jansen, and the Cardinals proceeded to score 3 runs and win the game 4-3. Baltimore shuts out Pittsburgh 2-0. Tyler Wells went 7 scoreless, allowing just 1 hit. Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson with solo homers for the Orioles. And Milwaukee edges the Royals 4-3, scoring the winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning on a sacrifice fly by Joey Weimer. In the National League, the Reds beat the Marlins 6-5. as they beat Sandy Alcantara, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the National League, who is off to a little bit of a rocky start by his standards anyway this year. Jake Vraley got him today. The former Rainier homered again and drove in four. He has three homers in the last two games. J.D. Martinez hit a three-run homer at the bottom of the first inning for the Dodgers, and they went on and beat the Padres 4-2. Julio Urias pitching seven innings and picking up the win. Dominic Fletcher tripled, homered, and drove in five for the Diamondbacks as they knock off the Giants 7-2. And the Phillies were 7-4 winners at Coors Field over the Rockies. Bryce Harper hitting a homer for the Phillies, who have won five in a row. There was also a suspended game today. The Nationals and Mets suspended in the top of the third inning with the Nats, the home team, leading 1-0. They're going to try to finish it tomorrow while playing a regularly scheduled game as well. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here at Tacoma, Reno defeats the Red Ears by a final score of 5-3. We'll be back with more after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Reno knocks off the Rainiers today 5-3, and Tacoma's back to two games under 500 on the year. While in the field, the Rainiers played pretty well today to hold Reno to five runs, considering that they had 15 hits. It was 14 singles and a double. The Rainiers turned two double plays to help get out of jams. They erased two base runners on caught stealings, one of which was a pickoff. And they just, in general, played well with all these base runners and all this traffic all game long. Offensively, three runs on seven hits today, and they needed more than that. Shiner hit the two-run homer in the second, a couple of hits in the third with O'Keefe singling in a run, but the Red Ears fall short today. Reno takes it 5-3, the final score. PCL scoreboard, Oklahoma City made it five straight wins at Round Rock, winning today 2-1. And Oklahoma City now with a five-game lead in the league standings. Not over Round Rock anymore. Round Rock's no longer in second place. Reno passed them today, and Reno is now the second-place team in the league. Sugarland beat El Paso 7-5. And Sugarland has moved out of the cellar for the first time all season, I believe. They passed El Paso and are no longer in last place. Two games are going right now. Sacramento has a 3-1 lead over Salt Lake. They're in the eighth. And Albuquerque's up at Las Vegas, 2-1 at the bottom of the sixth inning at Las Vegas Ballpark. Well, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 1:35 first pitch, last game of the homestand. It's supposed to be nice and warm, so be ready for that. And we'll start the pregame show at 1:20 or 1:25, somewhere in there, as the Red Ears are going to start Jose Rodriguez against Blake Walston. And, again, that's tomorrow. First pitch, 1:35 p.m. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great rest of your evening.